好，那我们现在开始啊。服务源于聆听维昆塔之音，现在开始播音。各位尊敬的 Vaishnava 奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2018年6月5日星期二，我们荣幸的邀请到 Yaraja 帕布继续为我们讲述圣帕帕德逍遥时光，敬请聆听。
Hare Krishna, Nama Om Vishnudaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Shimari Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Shatadine. Continuing to speak about Srila Prabhupada's pastimes in Vrindavan.
我们今天继续讲述圣帕帕德在 Vrindavan 的最后的逍遥时光。
It was about 3:30 in the afternoon,When 20 devotees came into Srila Prabhupada's room and crowded, stood around his bed.
大约在下午3:30的时候，有20名奉献者进入了圣帕帕德的房间，挤在他的床周围。
Srila Prabhupada was lying there with his eyes closed, without moving, but he was aware of their presence.
圣帕帕德闭着眼睛，一动不动。但对他们的存在保持着警觉。
Kirtananda Swami had been chosen to be their spokesman, and he leaned over to speak to Srila Prabhupada with his lips trembling, his eyes filled with tears, and he was very emotional and sobbing with his head on the side of the bed, next to the bed.
Kirtananda Swami 被选为发言人，当他俯身向圣帕帕德说话时，他的嘴唇开始颤抖，他的眼睛里充满了泪水，他充满了情感，头枕在帕帕的床边啜泣着。
So Prabhupada reached out, but he couldn't find Kirtananda.
圣帕帕伸出手，但找不到 Kirtananda.
Who is it? Said Srila Prabhupada.
是谁在那里？圣帕帕德问道。
Many devotees spoke up and said, Kirtananda.
很多声音回答说，是 Kirtananda.
Srila Prabhupada then put his head on Kirtananda's head and gently rubbed it.
圣帕帕于是把他的手放在了 Kirtananda 的头上，轻轻地揉搓着。
So what do you want? He asked.
他问道。你想要什么呢？
Nobody could say anything because they were all waiting for Kirtananda to speak.
没有人说话，因为大家都在等待着 Kirtananda 说话。
Brahmananda was rubbing Kirtananda on the back to calm him down. And Tamal Krishna was encouraging him to try to say something.
Brahmananda 抚摸着 Kirtananda 的背安慰着他， Tamala Krishna 也在鼓励他说些什么。
Finally, after 1 minute of emotional waiting, Kirtananda raised his head.
最终，在又一分钟的情绪停顿之后， Kirtananda 抬起了头。
He looked at Srila Prabhupada and he pleaded with him. He said, if Krishna gives you the choice, then don't go. We need you.
他看着圣帕帕恳求说，如果 Krishna 给你选择，那您就不要离去，我们需要您。
So this is your joint decision. Everybody has made this decision, asked Srila Prabhupada. You have all discussed it?
这是你们的共同意见吗？圣帕帕问道。你们已经讨论过了吗？
And he held his hand in the air and he moved it aroundas if to indicate all the devotees.
Papa 把他的手举向空中，绕着圈移动，以便指示所有的奉献者。
Brahmananda Swami spoke up very emotionally, but positively. Yes, we have all met together, Srila Prabhupada. We want you to remain and lead this movement and finish the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Brahmananda Swami 情绪化的，但非常积极地表达了他的看法。他说道，我们都见过面了， Papa， 我们希望您留下来领导这场运动，并完成圣典薄伽瓦坛。
We said You must remain for at least another 10 years.
我们说您至少还要再待上十年。
You've only done 50% of your work.
您只完成了一半的工作。
So the Prabhupada was listening very carefully without any movement. But when Brahmananda said 50%, he frowned and he said no.
圣帕帕非常仔细地聆听着，他没有做任何的动作。但是当 Brahmananda 说到您只完成了一半的工作的时候，帕帕皱起了眉头说不。
Finally, he uttered,
但最后他又说了一句嗯。
He was considering the proposal.
他正在考虑这个提议。
His eyes were still closed, and he seemed to be consulting Krishna from within himself.
他的眼睛仍然闭着，他似乎是在从自己的内心询问 Krishna.
Several times he said, and everybody was in suspense, not able to speak or think or do anything, except to look very intently at Srila Prabhupada.
有几次他只是说当他只是这么做的时候，大家都悬疑地僵持着，不能说话、思考或做任何事情，除了专心地看着圣帕帕。
Then, with his eyes still closed, he yawned, and his golden teeth began to show.
他的眼睛仍然闭着，接着他打了一个哈欠，他的牙齿开始露了出来。
All right, he said.
好吧，他说。
It was probably the most casual sounding decision on life or death ever made.
这可能是有史以来最随意的关于生死的决定了。
And at that moment, the devotees could understand Srila Prabhupada's independent position.
在那一刻，奉献者们明白了圣帕帕德所具有的独立的地位。
He could come, he could stay, or he could go as he chose.
他既可以留下来，也可以按照他的意愿离去。
But they felt that they had become so faithless, however, that they were thinking that he could pass away, or that his passing away was inevitable, that there was nothing that could stop it, and there was nothing that could delay it, even Srila Prabhupada himself.
然而他们已经变得如此不忠诚，以至于他们认为他的去世是不可避免的，而且不能被耽搁，即使是被圣帕帕本人。
Now he displayed his wonderful transcendental nature with a simple yawn and saying, "All right," as if choosing between life and death was the most unimportant thing in this world.
现在他用一个简单的哈欠展示了他奇妙的超然本性。他说道，好吧，仿佛生与死之间的选择是世界上最不重要的事情。
Harikesh gave a short laugh, the kind that he saved when Srila Prabhupada did something completely transcendental, incomprehensible, and something nobody could imitate. Jai Srila Prabhupada, he said.
Harikesha 笑了笑，那是当圣帕帕做了一件完全超然难以理解和无法模仿的事情的时候，他才会有的表情。加尔帕帕，他说道。
Prabhupada had again proven himself to be beyond understanding.
帕帕再次证明了他自己是无法理解的。
The devotees laughed nervously, unsure what was appropriate behavior, what they should do next.
奉献者们紧张地笑着，不确定怎样做才合适。
And not knowing whether to laugh or to cry, they again became silent, waiting to see what Srila Prabhupada would do next.
他们不知道是应该哭还是应该笑，因此他们又变得沉默了。想看看帕帕会怎么做。
So, give me something to drink, he said. And all the devotees shouted, Jai Prabhupada.
那就给我点喝的吧，圣帕帕说道。所有的奉献者都喊了出来，Jai Prabhupada。
So he would stay with them. It was confirmed. Everybody was greatly relieved. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
他会和大家待在一起。他证实了这一点。每个人都大大的松了一口气，说道，所有荣耀归于圣帕帕。
This is real affection, Prabhupada replied.
这是真正的感情，帕帕回答说。
The atmosphere had changed, so Prabhupada had changed.
现在整个气氛已经改变了，是圣帕帕德改变了气氛。
His servants lifted him up, and all the devotees watched as he drank a full glass of grape juice.
他的仆人把他扶起来，奉献者们看着他喝了满满一杯葡萄汁。
Now, instead of withdrawing his energy, as he had done for the last few days, he came back to life again.
现在他不再像过去几天里那样坚决地收回精力，而是重新恢复了活力。
Thank you very much, he said, Hare Krishna.
他躺了下来说道，非常感谢 Hare Krishna.
And the devotees also replied, Hare Krishna.
奉献者们也回答说 Hare Krishna.
So this was what Srila Prabhupada wanted. He was drawing out their emotions.And increasing their affection for him more and more by putting them into a state of transcendental distress.
这就是帕帕的想要的，他通过把奉献者们置于一种超然痛苦的状态，来引发他们的情感，并越来越多地增加他们对他的爱。
Now, they could understand at least some small degree.What the gopis' feelings of separation were like.
现在他们至少在很小的程度上理解了 gopi 们的分离的痛苦。
So Prabhupada was bringing his disciples to the extreme of devotional sentiment and showing them that actually their lives were in his hands.
圣帕帕把他的门徒们带到了最顶尖的奉爱情感，并且证实他们的生命实际上在他的手中。
After a long pause, he asked, "Strawberries? Have they brought?"
经过长时间的沉默之后，他问道：“草莓被带来了吗？”
Yes, Srila Prabhupada said to Mahal Krishna, "Very nice strawberries."
是的，圣帕帕，塔玛拉 Krishna 说道。有非常漂亮的草莓。
Okay, I will take some strawberries, he said.
好吧，我要吃一些草莓，他说。
So Prabhupada Tamal Krishna said, You gave your word to Krishna in Bombay that you would see him in this big new temple, and you have yet to keep your word to him.
Hamala Krishna 说道，圣帕帕，您在孟买向 Krishna 许诺，您会看到他坐在他的新大庙中。您还没有兑现您的承诺。
So Prabhupada smiled very brightly.
Prabhupada 笑得很灿烂。
So you have fixed the date for the opening of Bombay, said Brahmananda, January the 1st. So we would like to invite you to come, Srila Prabhupada. It's your temple. You've asked Krishna to come there. When we all gave up, you carried on the fight.
您已经确定了孟买庙开放的日期吗？ Brahmananda 说道，一月一日开放，所以我们邀请您来，圣帕帕，这是您的庙宇，您已经让 Krishna 来了。
Yes, that was a great fight, said Prabhupada smiling.
Brahmananda 继续说道，当我们都放弃的时候，您还在继续战斗。是的，那是一场伟大的战斗，帕帕笑着说。
After so much fighting and then to construct the big temple is a great triumph.
经过这么多的战斗之后， 建造一座大庙是一场伟大的胜利。
I don't think Krishna will come into the temple, said Tamal Krishna, unless you are personally there, Srila Prabhupada, to open the door.
Hamala Krishna 说道，我不认为 Krishna 会进入庙宇，除非您亲自去那里。圣帕帕，除非您亲自打开门。
Srila Prabhupada was still smiling. All right, he said, but your chanting should not be stopped. Things should go on normally.
帕帕仍然面带微笑，他说道，好吧，但是不应该停止唱诵，事情应该自然而然地进行下去。
And turning to Kirtananda, Prabhupada asked, Kirtananda's, this palace, when will it be ready?
帕帕转向 Kirtananda 问道， Kirtananda 的宫殿什么时候可以准备好？
In early spring, Kirtananda replied, as soon as the weather is a little warmer.
在早春的时候， Kirtananda 回答说，等天气稍微暖和一点，让您有机会休养一段时间。
It gives you a chance to have a little time to recover, then go to Bombay, open the temple there, and then you can come and open your palace.
等天气稍微暖和一点，您有机会休养一段时间，然后您就可以去孟买开放庙宇，然后您就可以来打开您的宫殿了。
We've got about 75 letters from all the devotees in New Vrindavan. They're all begging you to come. They say their life is finished if you don't come.
我们有大约75封来自新文达文奉献者的来信，他们都在恳求您来。他们说，如果您不来，他们的生命就结束了。
So let me take a little rest, said Prabhupada. Then I'll take some strawberries.
那么让我休息一会儿，帕帕说道，然后我就吃一点草莓。
Later that day, Srila Prabhupada was speaking more clearly and quoting verses, including Sri Upanishad verse, that says that one who acknowledges the Supreme Personality of Godhead,can go on living for hundreds of years.
当天晚些时候，圣帕帕说话的声音更大些了。他引用了诗句，其中包括至尊奥义书的一段话。他说道，一个认识了至尊人格守神的人可以继续活上几百年。
So he sat up and he drank some vegetable broth.
他坐了起来，并且喝了一些蔬菜汤。
Then he also spoke for about half an hour with Giriraj about bank matters, repeatedly questioning him to make sure he understood everything.
他还和 Giriraj 谈了半个小时关于银行的事情，他反复地询问他，以确保他理解了。
He also spoke at length with Rameshwara Swami about preaching Krishna consciousness in Iran.
他还与 Rameshwar Swami 详细讨论了在伊朗传播 Krishna 知觉的问题。
The word quickly spread throughout the world that Srila Prabhupada had decided to live.
Papa 决定要活下来的消息很快传给了全世界的奉献者们。
Especially in Vrindavan, where gloom had pervaded,The devotees were now light-hearted and thankful.
尤其是在气氛凝重的 Vrindavan, 奉献者们现在感到轻松而又感激。
All the devotees in Vrindavan, they spoke more enthusiastically about preaching.
奉献者们更热情地谈论有关传教的事情。
All the devotees in Vrindavan agreed that everything Srila Prabhupada had been doing was for instructing his disciples.
在 Vrindavan 的所有奉献者们都赞同圣帕帕所做的一切都是为了教导他的门徒。
Previously there had been discussion of Srila Prabhupada teaching them how to die, but now there was more awareness that he was teaching them how to live by love.
在此之前，人们一直在讨论圣帕帕教他们如何死去，但现在人们更加意识到 他在教他们如何用爱来生活。
And he was doing this by increasing their love for him.
他通过增加他们对他的爱来做到这一点。
Some of the devotees felt that the instruction Srila Prabhupada was giving now was his ultimate instruction, the motive for everything he did.
一些奉献者感到圣帕帕德现在所给予的训示将是他最后的训示，也是他所做的这一切的最终的目的。
So the basis of Krishna consciousness was in fact love.
Krishna 知觉的基础实际上是爱。
So the Prabhupada had written in his books Prema Pamarta Mahan, love of Krishna is the ultimate goal of life.
圣帕帕德在他的书中写道 Prema Pamarta Mahan, 对 Krishna 的爱是生命的终极目标。
So only when a devotee develops pure, unalloyed love for Krishna, can he go to the spiritual world.
只有当一个奉献者发展出对 Krishna 纯粹的、毫不掺杂的爱的时候，他才能够进入灵性世界。
So the devotee said that to bring all the devotees to a higher, purer love, Prabhupada was remaining in the material world and offering his disciples the opportunity to serve him very intimately in Vrindavan.
一些奉献者说，为了把所有奉献者带向更高更纯洁的爱，帕帕仍然留在了物质世界，并且给予他的门徒们在 Vrindavan 非常亲密地服务他的机会。
Other devotees, however, considered Srila Prabhupada's activities too grave, too deep,for them to understand and simply accepted these pastimes as a chintya or inconceivable.
然而其他的奉献者认为圣帕帕德的活动太过严肃，他们无法理解，他们只是接受这些逍遥时光为阿钦提亚，不可思议的。
But everybody could at least understand either by witnessing or hearing the reportsthat Srila Prabhupada had responded to his disciples' dependent cries of love by saying, this is real affection.
但是每个人都至少可以理解，无论是通过亲眼目睹还是聆听汇报， Prabhupada 通过说到这是真正的感情，因此回应了他的门徒们的爱的哭泣。
Despite his promise to live, Srila Prabhupada said his lifewas still in Krishna's hands. Everything was.
尽管圣帕帕德答应要活下去，但是他也说到，他的生命仍然在 Krishna 手里，一切都是这样的。
His free choice did not mean he was absolutely independent.
他的自由选择并不意味着他是完全独立的。
Rather, a pure devotee's attitude is to freely surrender to Krishna whatever happens.
当然了，纯粹奉献者的态度是无论发生什么事情都完全归于 Krishna.
So in the mood of the gopis, the topmost devotees of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya had made a prayer, you may handle me roughly in your embrace or make me broken hearted by not being present before me, but you're always my worshipful Lord unconditionally.
主柴坦亚马哈帕布以主 Krishna 最亲密的奉献者木流姑娘的心态祈祷说，除了 Krishna 谁都不是我的主，即使他拥抱我时对我粗暴，离开我时叫我心碎，他仍然是我的主，他喜欢怎样便怎样，因为他是我无条件崇拜的主。
So because the exchanges between the Lord and his pure devotees are always supremely personalBoth the Lord and his devotees express desires and individual wills.
圣主 Krishna 和他的纯粹奉献者之间的交流永远是绝对具有人格性的，他们各自都表达了其独特的愿望和个人意愿。
In his childhood Leela, Krishna sometimes breaks Mother Yashoda's butter pot.And sometimes he allows her to catch him and to bind him.
在 Krishna 的孩童娱乐活动中，他有时打破亚修达的奶油罐子，有时允许母亲抓住他捆绑他。
In any case, the will of the Lord and the will of the devotees are always one in interest, but they're sometimes expressed in the form of a loving conflict.
在任何情况下，至尊主的意志和奉献者的意志总是一致的，但有时在互爱的表互。但有时在互爱当中又表现为一种冲突的形式。
So similarly, although Srila Prabhupada had promised his devotees that he would stay in the world and defy death, he still remained surrendered to the will of Krishna.
同样，圣帕帕德尽管已经向 Krishna 保证过他要留在人世间战胜死亡，但是他仍然遵从 Krishna 的意志。
So the Prabhupada had already expressed his surrender in the prayer he had given his disciples to offer on his behalf.
圣帕帕德在给门徒的祈祷文中已经表达了他的这一种尊崇之情。
My dear Lord Krishna, if you so desire, please cure Srila Prabhupada.
我亲爱的主 Krishna 呀，如果你愿意，请治好圣帕帕德的疾病。
But this phrase, if you desire, he was reminding his followers of the supreme prerogative of Krishna and was asking them to abide by it, although he had also given them an acceptable way to petition Krishna.
Krishna 具有至高无上的权力，尽管给了他们一个可以接受的祈求 Krishna 的方式，但是他用如果你愿意这一句来提醒门徒，并要求门徒遵从。
In a similar case in 1967 he had given his disciples another prayer. My master has not finished his work.
1967年他在相似的情况下给了门徒另一个祈祷文，说我的灵性导师还没有完成使命。
And he had said then that Krishna had responded to this prayer, granting the wishes of the devotees.
他当时说 Krishna 恩准了这个祈求，满足了奉献者的愿望。
And Srila Prabhupada himself was responding to the devotees' prayers, and Krishna had given them the choice.
圣帕帕德对奉献者的祈祷也做出了回应，他说到 Krishna 给了他选择。
But as a surrendered soul, Srila Prabhupada waited for further developments, always sensitive to Krishna's desire.
但是作为一个全然皈依的灵魂，他始终考虑 Krishna 的意愿，等待着进一步的发展。
As Prabhupada had said when invited by Kirtananda to come to his palace in New Vrindavan, let us see which palace I'm going to go to.
正如帕帕德在 Kirtananda 邀请他去 Vrindavan 宫殿时所说的那样，让我们看看我要去哪一个宫殿。
So as a loving tension can sometimes exist between the Supreme Lord and his pure devotee, now a similar tension existed between Srila Prabhupada and his followers.
至尊主和他的纯粹奉献者之间有时存在着一种类似于矛盾的爱心交流，同样这种交流现在也存在于圣帕帕德和他的追随者之间。
So prior to his disciples' desperate petition at his bedside, Srila Prabhupada had seen his duty as instructing his disciples in how to die.
当他的门徒在他的床边绝望的请愿之前，圣帕帕德就已经把教他们如何去面对死亡作为他自己的责任。
And part of his mission was to set the perfect example in this most important lesson, how to pass life's ultimate test.
他的使命的一部分就是要在如何通过人生最终考验这最重要的一刻中树立完美的榜样。
But now his disciples were asking him to postpone the lesson and die and stay with them indefinitely in the preaching field.
但现在他的门徒们请求他推辞死亡这一刻，无限期地与他们坚守在传播知识的领域中。
And Srila Prabhupada had agreed, showing that he had the ability to live if he chose.
泡帕德同意了，表明他如果选择的话，他是可以活下去的。
But sooner or later, he would have to return to the lesson how a person should face the end of life.
但他迟早必须回到如何面对这一生终结的这一课程上来。
So I'm going to finish reading there. Maybe there's some questions or comments.
我们今天就讲到这里，看看大家有没有什么问题或者评论。
Ultimately, what this is teaching us is that each one of us has to make our own decisions.
在这里给我们的教导就是我们每一个人都有自己做出独立选择的权利。
Based on what is best for Krishna also.
但是这个选择也应该基于 Krishna 的意愿。
It is not that we can simply be irresponsible and not do anything.
并不是说我们什么都不用做，我们什么都不用负责任。
Each one of us has to be clear what it is that we want to achieve.
我们每一个人都应该非常的清楚我们需要去达成一个什么样的目标。
Krishna consciousness is not about being inactive or doing nothing.
Krishna 知觉运动并不是不活动，并不是说什么都不用去做。
We have to be conscious at every moment of how we can live our life.
实际上，我们应该每时每刻的都去觉醒到我们要过一种什么样的生活。
So if we can decide that we want to be a devotee of Krishna, that we want to learn how to love Krishna,then this will be the path that will become open for us. If this is our decision, then this is what Krishna will allow us to develop.
如果我们决定我们想要成为 Krishna 的奉献者，如果我们决定我们想要去爱 Krishna, 那么 Krishna 就会允许我们这样去做。
Many times devotees ask, how do we balance our material family life with our spiritual life?
有很多次奉献者们都在询问我们如何平衡物质生活和灵性生活。
We have our family to maintain, we have to live in this world, but we want to be devotees.
我们有家庭需要去维系，我们也想去成为奉献者。但同时我们也要在这个物质世界里生存。
But the reality is we cannot keep a foot in both worlds.
但真正的情况是我们不能够保持两者的平衡。
We have to learn that all our activities should be related to Krishna. We have to make our lifestyle around our decision, not that we let our lifestyle dictate our decision how to live.
我们要学到我们所有的活动都是应该和 Krishna 相关联的，我们应该把我们的去重塑我们的生活方式来适应我们所做出的选择。
So if we want to be a devotee, then we should make our life suitable for being a devotee.
所以如果我们想要成为一名奉献者的话，我们就要去塑造我们的生活方式，使之能够让我们去成为一名奉献者。
And if we have that attitude, then Krishna will help us in how to make this a reality.
如果我们做出这样的选择的话， Krishna 就会帮助我们去理解这一现实，这一真实。
But each one of us has to think about this deeply and make our own decision.
但是首先就在于我们每一个人都要去发自内心的去深的去思考并且做出选择。
We shouldn't expect that somebody else will make this decision for us.
我们不应该去期待由别的人来为我们做选择。
Okay, so let us finish. If there are no comments or questions.
我们今天就讲到这里。请问大家有没有什么问题或者评论？
Thank you very much for your kind translation.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sati Mataji. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. 我们有问题。
We have a question.
Okay.Please continue.
Yeah. Papa 是解脱的灵魂，不受生死的束缚，而我们大部分人都对死亡本能的充满抗拒和恐惧。如何克服对死亡的恐惧呢？Srila Prabhupada is a liberated soul. He is not bound by the birth and the death, but most of us are afraid of death.So how to overcome this emotion of afraid?
Yeah, fear is generally when we don't know about something. Fear is a result of ignorance.
恐惧实际上是无知的表现，也就是说，通常情况下，当我们对某一件事情不了解的时候，我们就会对它产生一种恐惧。
Just like when we're in a dark room and we hear some noise, we may say, "Who's there?" Because we're afraid, we don't know.
就比方说，当我们在一个黑漆漆的屋子里面的时候，并且听到一些噪音，一些声音的时候，我们就会问谁在那里，因为我们不知道谁在那里，所以我们也觉得有一点恐惧、害怕。
So, but when we turn on the light, we can see things.
但是当我们打开灯的时候，我们就可以看到了。
So we speak of enlightenment, which means we talk about turning on the light. And in Sanskrit, there's a verse, Tamasima Jyotir Gama, which means we have to leave the darkness and come to the light.
当我们说到这个启蒙、启迪这个词的时候，我们就是说要打开这个光。在梵文当中有一个谚语，就是说我们要离开黑暗进入光明。
So light in Sanskrit is considered to be knowledge.
在梵文里面这个光这个词被比喻为知识。
We know that the word guru,
我们都是
guru in Sanskrit means a person who has a lot of knowledge. That's aTranslation of the word.
在梵文当中 ，guru 的意思就是一个拥有很多知识的人。
So we say, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada is very great. We are very small. It's okay for him, but what about me?"
我们可能会说，圣帕帕德是一个非常伟大的人，而我们是一个微不足道的人。那么对他来说没有问题，那我们怎么办呢
？But every journey begins with the first step.
但是每一次的长途跋涉都是从脚下的这一步开始的。
So how do we learn anything in this world is we pick up the book and we start reading.
那我们如何开始学习这一课程呢？我们就拿起书开始阅读。
So if we don't pick up the book and start reading, we cannot blame anybody but ourselves for our ignorance.
如果我们不拿起书籍开始阅读的话，我们就不能把我们的愚昧归咎到别人身上，而只能责怪我们自己。
So there are certain things that can help. One is reading, one is associating with devotees who are more advanced than oneself, getting the association of the holy places. These are different ways in which we can actually get rid of our ignorance and get.Knowledge.
确实有一些方法能够去帮助我们的，比如说去阅读书籍，去和奉献者联谊， 去得到圣地的涟漪。这些通过这些方法能够使我们去摆脱愚昧并且得到知识。
You know, in business, there are sometimes, when people have a business, they sometimes say, or they sometimes go to somebody else and they say, I need some money, can you invest in my business?
在商务活动当中呢，有的人就会去去到别人的面前说道，我需要从你这里借一些贷款，你可以就是为我的这个商业去投资吗？
So, people who lend money, they have a saying, they say, the world has no shortage of people with good ideas, but what the world is short of is people who act on their good ideas.
这个就是从事经商的人呢就会说到这个世界sorry, I didn't
The world is not short of people with ideas.The world is short of people who act on their ideas, who do something.
Oh, yeah, I get. 就是这些经商的人就会说呢，这个世界并不缺乏没有思想的人，就是这个世界缺乏的是没有思想的人。这个世界并不缺乏没有思想的人，而是缺乏那些实际的去做的人，缺乏实干的人。
So we have to decide, are we going to be the people who just talk about wanting to become pure, or are we going to actually do something about becoming pure?
所以我们要去做出选择，我们是要去成为一个夸夸其谈而变得纯粹的人呢，还是说我们去付出实际的努力来变得纯粹？
So I think that if you can think about that, then the answer is within you also.
所以说我想的话，如果你去仔细思考的话，这个答案已经在你的内心当中了。
All right, so thank you very much for that. There are no further questions.
Yeah, we have another question.
Okay.
我们传教合法吗？So our preaching in China is...legal?
What's that?
Our preaching in China is legal or not?
I don't understand how that relates to the class.
这个问题和我们今天的讲课并没有什么关系。It's just a question about preaching.
Hare Krishna.
If you want to think of Krishna, nobody can stop you.
如果你想去想着 Krishna 的话，是没有人能够阻止你的。
That's nothing to do with legal or not legal.
这和合法还是不合法没有关系。
We should always behave ourselves properly.
当然了，我们的行为要总是恰当的。
But your desire...To become Krishna conscious has nothing to do with the law.
但是呢，你想要变得具有 Krishna 知觉这个愿望和法律是没有什么关系的。
This is all external.
这都是外在的。
Hi Krishna. 我有一个问题，我打字没打完。这样就是刚才帕布讲到了关于选择和自由性的问题，我想就是我们做出选择的时候可能就只有两个答案，一个是面向 Krishna， 一个是背离 Krishna。 那当我们面向 Krishna 的时候，我们遵从 Guru 的训示去做服务的时候，可能我觉得就没有什么可以选择的，就没有什么自由，就是直接满足 Krishna 和 Guru 的这个愿望，对吗？
You just mentioned that we have independent choice. The choice is basically have two kinds. One is according to Krishna's will, another is against his will. So when we do devotional service according to Krishna's will, it seems that there is no independent choice because everything is done by the will of Guru and Krishna. So it's right?
It's a small independence.
实际上我们还是有微小的独立性的。
And that independence, or that following of Krishna's will, it's done willingly, it's done with love. You might say that everything is Krishna's direction, or everything is controlled by Krishna. That may be true, but it's like a child has to go with his parents. So sometimes the parents are dragging the child, and sometimes the child is happily going with the parents. So you can choose which one you want to be.
当你去就是遵从 Krishna 的意愿去从事服务的时候，你所做的这个服务是顺意的，去充满爱的去做的。你可能会说，哦，你是被 Krishna 所控制的。但是呢，这里的情况就好像是小孩子跟父母之间的关系。有的时候呢，父母会就是把小孩子拉到他的身边，然后这个小孩就会非常快乐的就跑过去。所以说，你可以去看你是不是做这样的选择呢
？So that's the choice that you have. You want to be the screaming child that gets dragged down the street by the parents?Or do you want to be the happy child that bounces along and is full of joy?
所以说这就是你可以去做出的选择。你可以去选择做一个反叛的小孩子，去背离父母的这样的一个小孩子。但与此同时呢，你也可以去选择做一名很快乐的，被父母的爱所捆绑的这样的一个小孩。
I hope that makes it clearer.
希望这回答了你的问题。
好的 ，Thank you, Prabhu. Clear. So no more question.
Okay. All right. So thank you very much, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
感谢大家提出的问题，希望大家拥有美好的一天。Hi, Krishna.Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. 好的，我们今天的讲课就到此结束。感谢 Theater Raja Prabhu精彩的讲课，感谢 Sati Mataji 的主持和转播。Hare Krishna.